Many leaders complain that they always have their team members coming up to them and saying, "What do you think we should do? Is this part any good? What job do you want me to do next?" Or if the machine or process breaks down, the leader ends up having to be the one who solves all the problems. So how do you get your team to solve more of those problems on their own and even be more engaged and motivated in the work that you have for them? Well, I want to encourage you to look at your team and see that one of the goals for you as a leader is to help your team become process experts. They shouldn't have to rely on you to answer all the problems and all the questions. Now, keep in mind, it can always feel like a little bit of an ego boost when someone comes up to you and goes, "Oh, wise one, what shall we do?" In order to get your team to think more for themselves, why not take a few of the team members who you see that have more motivation and expertise already and say, "Hey, I'd like to show you more about the line and how we troubleshoot the problems so that if there's a day that I can't be here, I'm in a meeting, or you know the assistant team leader isn't here, I want you to be able to step in and run parts of the line." One of our clients did just that in the factory that they worked in. They were managing a paint line, and if the team leader was away or the supervisor was away, the other person had to cover for them by working nonstop without a break. So the supervisor decided to take one of the employees in the team and say, "Hey, I'm going to show you how to troubleshoot the paint line so that you could run it in the case where me or the assistant team leader isn't available." Not only did that person step up, but they actually created this demand from the other workers who said, "We want to also become process experts." The supervisor reported that once the team started to get better at developing their expertise in the paint line, they actually were more motivated to come to work in general. And some of the cynical people out there might be thinking all the employees wanted was a raise, but that actually wasn't true. They just wanted to feel more part of the team and develop their expertise and mastery in the process. So here's a few practical tips for increasing the expertise of your team in your work process. First, why don't you identify those two or three people that you can bring up fast and then give them the training and the coaching they need, and then put them in situations where they have to apply that training and coaching to actually running, supervising, or troubleshooting the line. And then from that, what you can do is you'll see that other people want to learn more. So you'll start creating this overall engine of growth. And think about how easy it is to run the department when you have so many people who can troubleshoot, solve problems, and even prevent those problems in the first place. So it's in your best interest as a leader to grow the capability of your team. It'll increase their level of engagement and enthusiasm and make your job easier, so then you can earn your next promotion. In addition to learning how to empower your team, why not learn some of the other leadership aspects that will make you an awesome supervisor, team leader, or manager? Have us in on deliver on-site workshops, or perhaps join in one of our public workshops, or maybe just tap into some of the resources on our website. Be sure to visit us at frontlineleadership.com. And on social media, connect with us on LinkedIn, Twitter, or on Facebook. You'll find us by searching Frontline Leader.